have much longer to put up with.
Oh, you're good to go, buddy.
No problem.
Good morning. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting of December 9th, 2014 to order. First thing is going to be the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. I've got a few amendments today to the agenda. We can delete approval of minutes. We can also delete John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning, item number one, records management, roof replacement. And that is all the proposed amendments, sir.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Yes, you got it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are several letters, and they're thanking council for grants. They are from the Reading Assist Institute, the Laurel Community Foundation, La Esperanza, Clothing Our Kids, La Red Health Center, Indian River Senior Center, Inc. Get them separated here. IATN Southern Delaware, Easter Seals, the Ark of Delaware, and the Delaware Foundation Reaching Citizens with Intellectual Disabilities. And that is all, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item for business today is the recognition of this year's election scholarship contest winners. We are joined today by the students that participated in the election year scholarship contest. Recall that we asked students ages 18 and younger who are residents of the county and enrolled in a public or private school to participate in the contest. They filled out the form on the county website and predicted 22 national, state, and local races in the November 6th general election. To break a tie, each entrant was asked to predict the total number of votes for the winner of the state treasury's race that they would receive in Sussex County. Kenneth Simpler, who won the race, collected 41,215 votes from Sussex County. Students were competing for a $200 scholarship and five $100 runner-up prizes. This year we have six winners declared, and based on their predictions in the tie-breaking question from a field of 165 participants. And I'm going to announce the winners today. We'll start with the fifth runner-up and move our way to the grand winner. As I announce your name, we have a plaque and a certificate for each student. We'll take a picture of each student, then we'd like to have a group picture afterwards. Okay, fifth runner-up was Ethan Shuttleworth, who got 10 correct. He was 10 years old, a fifth grader at Richard Shields Elementary School. Ethan correctly predicted 19 of 22 races, man, with a tie-breaking prediction of 509 votes.
I can get after it, buddy. We're good. We're good. Not a problem.
Wonder what three lost.
Let's see what we got here. Don't you stand up? I'll see if I can.
Sure.
Okay. There we go. We got it. Thank you.
Congratulations, young man.
Fourth runner-up is Devin Hudson, age 13, an eighth grader at Millsboro Middle School. He correctly predicting 19 of 22 races with a tie-breaking prediction of 988 votes. Third runner-up is Chase Monagle, 11, a fifth grader at Richard Shields Elementary School, correctly predicting 19 of 22 races with a tie-breaking prediction of 995 votes.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Second runner-up is Ethan Ward, 13, an eighth grader at Sussex Academy, predicting 19 of 22 races, with a tie-breaking prediction of 40,000 votes. Pretty close. And the first runner-up, by the way, the number one and number two each predicted the same amount of races, so it did come down to the tiebreaker. First runner-up, David Leszewski, who is from Millsboro Middle School, correctly predicting 20 of 22 races with a tie-breaking prediction of 78,967 votes. Wow.
You take a picture of Canal if you want to. You want to take that in the aisles? You can see him better? You okay? Come on, come on. We got time.
Look at all the people that turned out to see the winners.
Yeah. Very popular.
And the grand winner is Mr. Trevor Beachboard, age 16, a junior at Sussex Central in Georgetown. Trevor correctly predicted 20 of 22 races with a tie-breaking prediction of 30,000 votes for the Treasurer's race in Sussex County. Congratulations, Trevor. We could have all the students come back up and have a picture of the all students that were announced this morning.
Okay, good. You just stay right here. They'll all come back up, right?
Please, yes.
You don't need me, just need them right now.
Oh, you should get in there too, probably.
I didn't know what the plan is over there.
Okay. You can stand behind the mic if you want to.
Back here on the other side of the speech board.
Okay, thank you.
Stand up. We'll get you. Any more family want to take pictures? Wait a minute, hold up that. Everybody stand tight. Come on up, Mom. There you go. Yeah, yeah. Come on. The old pictures you want. Don't be the back of Chip's head. There you go. There. Congratulations.
Chip, thank you again for all 165 participants as well. Okay, next item of business is the administrator's report for December 9, 2014. Item number one, the Sussex County Council would like to thank the community for participating in the 31st annual Caroling on the Circle last night. We had a very successful night with hundreds of carolers, and thus far we have collected over 31,000 canned goods and non-perishable food items for our less fortunate neighbors. We'd like to remind everyone that we are collecting items until the end of the year and will continue to pack the pod on the circle and distribute these goods to our local food pantries. We want to thank our volunteers, local businesses, and schools for helping to collect the food over the last month and for making this year's Caroling on the Circle a huge success. And item number two, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheets, Millville by the Sea, Summer Wind Village Phase 1, and Bay Forest Club Phase 3.1 received substantial completion effective December 4th and December 5th, 2014, respectively. And that is all, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings, let's talk about dogs.
Dogs.
Dog control contract amendment.
Yes.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. Staff is recommending an amendment to the county's dog control contract with First State Animal Center and SPCA. The amendment extends the contract for 1 year period, January 1st, 2015 to December 31st, 2015. The amendment keeps both the service level and the price consistent with 2014. The annual cost is $682,616. First State Animal Center requested to hire two additional staff to decrease the response time. This would add $80,000 to their contract. Their request was also in your packet. The current contract provides four full-time officers, one supervisor working from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Both administration and the constable's office feel that the level of service is sufficient, therefore no increase in the contract is recommended by county staff. The constable's office is here. They administer the contract, and if you have any questions of Mr. Michael Costello or myself, I'm here to answer them before I give the motion.
Any questions of council?
I guess with our increase in as far as the number of folks who... Excuse me?
Move towards the front of me here.
I was just saying we've had a lot more people come into the county, new people, and I'm just hoping that they are correct in their assuming that we don't need extra folks at the SPCA. So, hope they're correct.
Ms. Jennings, do you recall how much we paid the state back when the state controlled the
that
dog?
I don't remember back before that.
Just again, so your recommendation is what?
Is not to increase the level of service. So the contract would be exactly the same service, the same value. I ran the numbers, the statistics. We are running about 15 less calls this year than last year. So if they handled it last year, they should be okay this year.
Okay. Any more questions to the council? Please read your motion, ma'am.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council amend its contract with First State Animal Center and SPCA to extend services through December 31st, 2015 in the amount of $682,616.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
And that's exactly as it was last year, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
More questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Good job. Thank you.
Mr. Tom Glenn, Director of IT. Master for Sales Agreement for Fiber Service. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Some chip gets me squared away.
Now we're saving money on the dog control.
Technology breakdown.
Yeah, that's it.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
I would like to talk to you this morning about the county's fiber project. This project was budgeted for in the current fiscal year. I was hoping to come before you today with a selection of a vendor for a proposed fiber project, but during legal review, our attorneys have requested that we do an RFP. So I'm here today just to explain a little bit about why it's needed and what we're doing. What is needed? In these times of ever-increasing reliance on technology, we need a strong infrastructure backbone to connect our core facilities. Due to the close proximity of the Georgetown facilities, a fiber ring is a perfect solution for this. And this is just an estimated view of what a ring would look like. The idea of a ring is that if one of the segments is broken, the data routes in the other direction so that it provides resiliency and redundancy for our network. Why choose fiber? Fiber is a very secure and reliable means of transmitting data. It allows for future-proofing because as technologies advance, only the equipment connected to the fiber needs to change, not the fiber itself. It will allow us to remove our current bottlenecks and have a streamlined network that will operate at much higher speeds than we presently do. A fiber ring provides the redundancy and resiliency, and as I said before, if a piece of fiber is cut between the two segments, it routes the data in the opposite direction. I'd like to take a minute to explain a little bit about fiber and how it can benefit other businesses and municipalities. When fiber is placed in the ground or on a pole, it's not simply a single strand of fiber. It is usually made up of 144 strands or so. This means while the county may ask for, say, 4 or 6 of the strands, there are a number of strands that are still available for other use. So other businesses and other entities can lease these extra strands that are along that path, and then they benefit from having put the fiber in. This is only the first step in providing a highly redundant fiber infrastructure that could expand into the Sussex County Industrial Park and offer an array of connectivity choices to the customers there. The fiber ring could also be a launching board for other wired or wireless providers to provide service to surrounding communities, unserved and underserved communities, by utilizing the fiber as a backbone. I'd just like now to thank you for your time, and we'll be moving forward 2015 with an RFP.
So I understand, if I understand correctly, that's coming off the big line, it's coming out of Wilmington, fiber optic.
At this point, it's just the ring connecting our facility.
What is it it's attached to? Where are you getting the?
It connects our facilities, currently just our facilities.
Okay.
But if in the future, where we're running other fiber, other entities and things can connect into it.
Right.
Or we could connect into that fiber to go up to Wilmington or whatever locations we need to.
Well, that's good. That's a first, isn't it?
That's a first step.
Wow.
Yes.
Good. Wonderful.
Any more questions of council? Thank you, sir. We'll look forward to your report in
thank you very much.
2015. Next, we're in old business. First thing on